Hey, Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, once again, we come to visit the Avos, to study their history, study their stories. The Avos teach us midos, they teach us character, they teach us how we should approach the Avodas Hashem. So let's take a few of the ideas. There's so much to discuss in all of these Parshiyos. A few of the ideas that we find in Parshas Lech Lecha concerning Avram. Vayom Hashem el Avram lech lecha mi artecha mi moladecha beis avicha el ha'aretz asharecha v'escha l'goy gadol v'arechecha v'gedcha shemecha v'yebrocha. Rashi explains lech lecha l'hanatcha l'tovoscha, for your benefit, for your good, v'sham escha l'goy gadol, and there you will make a great nation. V'kani yata zoch l'bonim, here you can't. Here you won't be zoch at the children. And I will spread your name. I will spread your, let it be known, your teva. So it goes on, different reason, then notwithstanding, you will become great. And you have your bracha, habrachas nesun biyadecha, you have brachas with you, and everything you touch. Now it will be for you in order to give others. Dover acher, ve'escha l'goy gadol zesha omer l'kei Avraham, and v'arecha zesha omer l'kei Yitzchak, v'aglisha mecha zesha omer l'kei Yaakov. An amazing pshat of the Ohev Yisrael. You start off discussing all of the great things that are being given to Avram Avinu. Davar Acher, Shemona Esrei, we're going to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Comes the Ohev Yisrael, Perush Rashi, he brings all of these Rashis down. What does it mean, Davar Acher? V'nira kavanoso al pi de'isa b'midrash. Nisayon Rishon, what was the first Nisayon? Lech Lecha, we'll have a discussion, so Lech Lecha here, Hainu Kan, V'nisayin ha'achram, but Lech Lecha hainu b'hara moriyah, by the Akedah. V'nei me'od yipolei mahu ha'nisayon ha'lezu po kol kach gadol, b'lech du me'yartzo. Sha'akasim m'shavcha, what is so great that occurred over here, but he said to leave your land. Shahakosiv Meshabcho bi Omro Vayelech Avram Kasher Diberi Lov Hashem. Chasiv said, and he went. He went, but God told him to. Vechiyale Alev Eza Beria Shelo Yletzayez Advar Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Who wouldn't listen to God, especially in this situation? Af Bechusei Erech Harbe Bekama Madregos Me Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. Im ha'yizochem l'shmo d'var Hashem mipiv yisparach afil shilch mitzofa olam atzofa. Who is not going to listen when he hears directly from God of what to do? Bevadai, mi hu pesi yeshelo yishma adivrei elokim. Chaim hamedaber ito imo. How could it be? Someone is speaking to you. If Kadosh Baruch is speaking directly, would you not listen? V'imkein mahu shvachol shel Avram Avinu Elav Hashalom. Uvi Yoser, tuma mahu nisayon alos choru betzidu Hashem Yisparach. If you leave and you go to this country, you're going to become a billionaire, a millionaire. You have so much money, you're going to be famous, successful, a beautiful life. Hivtichu sh'ayidei halichazu yarviach kol kach tovos v'abrochos. Ulizarach rav atzof kol adoros. Your bracha is going to be amazing, and it's going to spread, and it's going to be to your children after you for all generations. How could Avram say no? Why would he say no? Achein shorish hadavar hukach. Devadai ikar asiyas eza mitzvah o eza uvda. Hu shelo ya'asena adam l'shum eza pini l'tovas atzma chas v'shalom. The essence of Avodas Hashem, the essence of worship, the essence of doing mitzvahs, is not for our own benefit. It's not to do so l'tovas atzmo. Rak shiyem hamachshava zaka tahora nekiya l'kayim dvar hamelech. What we have to do, and this is step number one, this is 101 of Avodas Hashem. The Avram Avinu is teaching us immediately that the nisayon was that despite the benefit you're receiving, your manners and your purpose, your character, the why you are going to follow the mitzvahs is the kayim dvar hamelech malko shel olam yemashi yeh. I follow what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, not because I'm receiving the benefit. V'achar kavanas haleiv hein hein adivarim. Such a simple idea, but this is the yesod yesodos of becoming a Jew, of being an Oved Hashem. When a person is Oved Hashem because of the benefits he receives, what happens when you don't receive it? You look at all of the tshuvos that were written during the Holocaust and post-Holocaust, of all of the questions that people were asking inside the camps. You see from there, that was an Avodas Hashem. V'ikar nisayon shel Avram Avinu olav hashalom haya shemachshavto haya zako nekiyo tohora b'li shum siag, I'm sorry, below shum sig psoles, and you see that Avram Avinu, in his heart, there was no such side reason of doing this mitzvah. Hagam, yes, nevertheless, shiyitzmach lo mizeh kol tuv kemo sheshama mipi Hashem yisparach. He knew it was going to be beneficial for himself. And kol zeh lo hishkiyah chazeh besiach data l'davar acher. Nevertheless, that's not the reason why he did it. Hayin rak l'kayim dvar Hashem v'la'asos nachas ruach. Li'yotro sheyiskado v'yisparsem elukuso yisparach le'enei kol habrum. His only desire was to spread the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'nei kol divrei nevuah shenemru mipiv HaKodesh Baruch Hu v'yisala le'ezenavi. Any prophecy which is told from the Kodesh Baruch Hu to any Navi, Vaday lo nemru lo perushe hadvarim shel nevuah al mechonam. Doesn't explain all of the details. Rak nemru lo tserufiyo usiyos Torah. Different understandings. Is it a dream? Or here he's just given different letters of the Torah. B'lashon HaKodesh. V'hanavi hahu mislabesh b'ruach HaKodesh. This is a beautiful thought. It's a yesod of understanding nevuah. Of really to practice. Now this Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the possibility of interpretation. How are you going to interpret the wording or the ideas that God is giving to you? It's not written out in sentences. V'yodeya oz eich letzorei for osios. But it's the Navi who has to have the seichel, has to have the brilliance, has to have the understanding, the intellectual superiority, and the lave, the heart, the desire. L'tevos u'mitoch zeh yivuah zo inyan ha'nevuah v'kavonas al amito. You have to interpret it to give it its ultimate truth. Al kein mistama hayu diburi Hashem yisparach le'Avram gam kein b'derech says, so too here. Avram wasn't given Rashi. He wasn't given all of these explanations. He understood it from himself. He understood what God wanted, because he had that desire to do the Avodas Hashem. And that's where he began. And his lave was able to teach him what was the Amitas HaDavar. V'nei kol dibur shel Hashem yisbarach sovel kama perushim. V'yuchel kol echa v'echa l'farsha k'fi netiyas machshav del ritzono. Unbelievable. There are different possibilities of a Nevuah. It's because of your interpretation that leads it towards this derech. There has to be inside the neshama of the individual the desire to follow a certain derech, and that will give it meaning to this nevuah. V'hinei be'eshin nemelei avram nevuah zu lech lecha mi'atzecha az tekef u'miyad omad l'negdo yetz hara ayamina l'sitno. So immediately there was a Yetzer Hara when he was given this nevuah. The Chizah goes all alech bezrizos lekayim mitzvahs Hashem Yisparach, and it was saying, go do it. Upepracha yitzmach lo mizu tovos harbe kimuvam edvar Hashem. And what was the Yetzer Hara whispering in his ear? Do it too quickly. You'll be successful. You're going to make money. You're going to be famous. Ki hispir lo hadvarim al ofen zeh rak lahanoso ulutovoso. That was it. It started with a Yetzer Hara. That go do this only for your hana, for your tova. The Ferish Echa Sharashi, Kani Yitazoch Levan. This is the Yetzer Hara. This is a beautiful pshat. He's saying that the first few Rashis is the Yetzer Hara speaking. Ubavadai meharoi lekayi mitzvus halichazu mearto avutova zos sheyizke levanim. Chut sharei tovos hainu varocha b'mama. He says, you can't have children here. You're going to have money over there. Vodiyah tivacha ba'olam v'yisparsim shimcha hato ba'olam. V'yismasru ha'barochos b'yoncha levaroches kol ashatachman. You'll be able to brachos to everyone. V'hichnas b'levavo machshav dochemdas tovos olam hazeh. Hanesamach lo mizeh. He was hinting the Yetzer Hara was saying, listen to all of the beautiful things that will happen in this world. Emnom Avram Avinu, Olav Hashalom Legodel Tzidkoso Machshavso Zakonakia. Avram Avinu, his great tzidkis and his machshava, his clean understanding was zocha to it. Haven Shelo Zehu Derech Hatov VaYoshev Einei Elokim. La asos tzivoy upkudasoso avur mitzpunei hatovos. He realized right away, this is not the right way to follow the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because of mitzpunei hatovos, the hidden benefits. Sheyavo alomi avoda hazos. Kizeh eino nikra oved Hashem. This is not called an oved Hashem. Lashon of avoda. The lashon of being an eved, a slave. La'atzma avur tovaso. Uchish is bonein badaver nisvada lo bevera shahu mitpuya yetzara. I mean, he thought about it. He realized this is the Yetzer Hara speaking to me. Umiyad hiskel betzavach davar acher. That's why he says davar acher. V'hipeich machshavto perish divrei Hashem yisbarach. L'ritzona yisbarach l'vode yisbarach. He says, no, just the opposite, the other machshava. I'm doing this because l'chvodo yisborech rach la'asos bazen nachas ruach liyotro. I'm going to do this for the purposes of what? The Yavodas Hashem, for his benefit. V'lo hefen liyetzer afilu b'machshato racha kavon acher. He rejected the first ideas totally. That's what it means, davar acher. It's unbelievable pshat of the Yor of Yisrael. He's having these two ideas that are presented in Rashi as if the first idea is in the Lashon of the Yetzer Hara. These are the benefits. He's not denying it. These are the benefits. But what was Avraham doing? What does it mean that he did Kasher Tziva Hashem? Kasher Tziva Hashem. Not because of the benefits. Dovar Acher. Liyos darko v'hilucho b'kdusha v'hainu v'eschol l'goy gadol. Ze sha'omrim Elokei Avraham. Ratzaloma sh'yiskala v'yisparsem elukuso yisbarach b'chol. What did Avraham wanted? Elokei Avraham. Everyone should know about the Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'avracha zehu sha'omrim Elokei Yitzchak. And Elokei Yaakov. Zebi emes nisayim gadol. This is a great nisayim. She hoya yochel lekayim mitzvos Hashem b'halichazu hagamim hoyzer kavanosa l'tovas atzmol anosa gamkein. This is true in anything. This is beautiful. This is such a musa for us. Avraham Avinu, of course, he could have been mekayim the mitzvah. He did it for the reason of saying, oh, I'm going to do well, I'm going to make money, I'm going to go as a Rebbe, and I'm going to find out what exactly I should do in life. Am I doing it because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants it, because the Rebbe said you're going to make money? Vim kol zeh lo eira machshavto shim solas v'sig metuya yetzahara. But when he did the avoda, he didn't do it with the yetzahara. He put it aside. I'm doing it because this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants me to do. Rak machshavto ha'sezaka beruro nikia. It is a very high madrega. It's a very difficult. But this is the yisod. This is the foundation. This is how we have to conduct ourselves. When a person is doing a mitzvah, when a person is following an eitzah tova, is he following? Is he doing his actions? Is he doing it because there is a benefit? Or because he believes this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants me to do? It is so important to understand when a person is involved in doing a mitzvah and mitzvahs. Too often we do mitzvahs and we live a certain life because we enjoy it. It's beneficial. I love Shabbos lunch when we're surrounded with friends. But what when we can't? We went through a year and a half, so many people in COVID, it was difficult. Were you able to see the beauty of Shabbos sitting in your home alone? To understand that I want to be Shomer Shabbos, that this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from me. I'm not doing it because of the enjoyments. I'm not doing it because of the oneg. I'm not doing it because it's a lifestyle that I'm used to. Because I want to do the Tzivui Hashem. And that's what it means. Zehu Shatorah Gadosh Me'idolov Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Elov Hashem Ratzalom of the Machshava Zako Tehora Ubislavas Gadar Rak Lekayim Devar Hashem. What a beautiful, beautiful understanding of the Ovi Yisrael. This is the Kavanas of Rashi. That's what Rashi said. What is the Nisayan? That was the essence. What was the great Nisayan of the Avram Avinu that we see now of what it meant? What a magnificent, magnificent understanding. The second idea, another Midah to learn from Avram Avinu. Again on the same Pasuk. In Medrash it says, Amar Reb Levi, two times it says Lech Lecha. Once here, and once in Parshas Akeda. Levi says, I'm not sure which is the one that's more beautiful, which was more loving, which is more difficult. This one? Lech Lecha Mi'artecha? Or the Lech Lecha by the Akeda of offering your son? It's a question. It's such a peladic medrash. You don't know which one's more chaviva? The Akeda? Or this one of leaving and going back, and he understood here. He understood more and more that this was going to be for his benefit. How could you compare the two? Libi Omer. So Shimon Schwab says as follows. Libi Omer ki li sh'avram avinu k'mo sh'pirsam elukusa yisbarach etzikol bo yolam uvezeh hichnas harbe yanoshim tachas kanfe yashkina. Avram was already being successful. He's teaching the world. So many people are following him, of believing in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. B'yas ha-nefesh asher asu b'charon, what does that mean? Chazal says, she'avram megayez hanoshim. And Sarah hanoshim. But Avram was already being converted. He was converting Jews, converting people to monotheism. B'vadei hoysa lo hashpa gam al aviv v'yosa terach tshuva. B'yeshadai came into Rei Rashi. Hanemba b'rizbein ha'besarim v'yato sovo lovasecha b'shalom. What does it mean, Lavasecha B'Shalom? So he says that Aviv Oved Avodah Zarah, who Mevasa Sheyavo Elov Elo, Lamdecha She'asa Terech Tshuva. Rashi says that's what it means. Even Terech Tshuva. Asher Lechari Yiksha V'Chibisa Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Sofer She'asa Terech Tshuva. Halo Adam Ba'al Bechira V'lo Matzina Nevua Misnai. It's a question he's asking, Avram, how do you know? Doesn't he have a Ba'al Bechira? Yeah, even if he did Tshuva. Who says he's going to remain being a Baal Tshuva? Uma Shabisa Shiyasa Yishmol Tshuva Hine Yishmol Adayin Lo Nolad. And why is he telling me about the future of Yishmol, the Hoysa Nevua Shiyakava B'Seva Tova, etc., etc.? So he goes on and he shows that Terech and the MS did Tshuva and Yishmol did Tshuva. His purpose is to set up his point of what he wants to explain. We see that Avram was successful in converting. We see that Avram was like a, he was getting on the mountain, giving sermons every day, teaching people, giving them lessons, speaking out against Avodah Zarah, speaking out against human sacrifice, explaining to him, of course there's a Kadosh Baruch in this world. Ulefize muvan godol hanitsoyo. Now we understand what was the greatness of the Nisayon of Lech Lecha? B'tzivi Lech Lecha mi'atzecha mi'beis ovicha shechoshas Avram shetivutal tshuvas Terech. First he was worrying about his own father. What will be with his tshuva if I leave him now? I'm leaving him in the dust. U'chemo b'nisayon ha'akeda. Hayamaka Shayama Avram Hare Kol Yame Prisamti Lho Yoshvi Tevil. Shashemu Lokim. I spoke to everyone that God is the God. It's a Kel Rachamon. For Asalasos Koto Evas Hashem. Ashasana ki gam es binayim es vinoseyam Yisrufu Vesh Lalohayam. Usar, what are you doing? Sacrificing the children to your gods. V'achshav b'shchitas Yitzchak yispatal hamamshel b'avodas hakodesh. Everything I've worked for my entire life is going to be mevutal. That's the nisayon. The nisayon is that God is asking you to do an action that in your mind, it is going to embarrass you. It's going to negate all of your life's works. Two things he was worried about. He was worried about people no longer being a Baal Tshuva, no longer following the right path. But he's also worried that, what does this do? It's a Eizah Chilo Hashem there is. It's so difficult sometimes for an individual. I've lived a certain life. How can I now change what people are going to say about me? It's not what the Me'im Beis Hosheva is saying, but it's an idea. Avram Avinu's, the great Nisayon, was that your life's work is going to be mevutal. We are thinking, what do other people think of us all the time? Maybe that's a mistake. Should always be worried about what people think we're doing the right thing. But so often you were amongst friends. Well, this is the way I want to do. I want to go to a shul. Where are you going? You want to stay here and learn. What do you have to go to learn? Stay and talk. A person wants to dress a certain way in Shabbos and not to walk around in shorts and thinking that Shabbos is the mannerism of how to dress. Other people turn to, what are you? You have to be so frum. Lichim yuk. Nevertheless, when it came to the Akedah, even though they're going to reject everything, I'm still going to do this because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted me to do it. And that's the idea of the Lech Lecha here. And that's the Pshat, which he says that Avram Avinu was also a great Nisayon here. Another idea which we find, Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Reb Tzadok HaKohen There's a medrash that says, Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv, Vayarkas hanichav yelidei beso shmona oso shlosh meos. 318 soldiers. Vayidof acharidon. Adon. Upeirish rasi rabbeseinu amru Eliezer levado hoya. Vahuminyan gematria shoshimo. Unbelievable. And as a medrash says, quoting the medrash, Rashi says, it was Ezra Eliezer. And that was 318 of the gematria of his name. Ulechora adobu timuo, kimi acha shaloka chavram rakas Eliezer, maiksuv betora, shehivi imo shmona esr shlosh meos yilid de beso. What's the pshat anyway? The gematria of it. Betitza rabbeinu bachya, vadas zekeinu mibalitosos. Shemitzchila achein hitzdarfu etzel Avram shin yedches yelid de beisam mamish. He did take 318. Achle acha shehizhiro sam Avram avinu sheyizchach yachzir kol achotim uchiden atara biyotzi hamilchama. Right, he told them those who fear those that were achotim miyad ozvu kol osam yidi beisam v'choshnu mekam. They went home. Mavan Eliezer shehulavada nishal hilochem, except for Eliezer, who stayed to fight. Emnon adayin sorach biur, mara Avram Avinu meikaru lekachas imol lemechama dafka shini chesanashim. But the essence for tzaddik is saying is, so why did you bring dafka? 318 people. Ma'wa mesa hamarumas. What is the musar? What is the idea that you're trying to teach us? The Dafkin Gematria should be 318. Ubi Ibisifre de Resofrim. So Rav Tzodek HaKohen says, Shemesapa Shegid Ches Hu Echad Yose Metevas Yeyush. It's one more than from the idea of Yeyush, of giving up. Sheola Begematria Shin Yud Zion. That 317. Ki mispashin yirches merames liskabros al tchushos yeyush. The Jew, the essence of the Jew, Rav Tzodek Kohen is going to explain, is not to be meyayish. I forget, as one of the last, it was a Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Kellerman was speaking, I forget which ghetto he was referring to. And I can't say it was in Yiddish, there was this big sign that was hung over the ghetto and telling the children, telling B'nai Yisrael not to be Miyayesh. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. The essence of the Jew throughout the generations was never to be Miyayesh. And this was the lesson. There's such a beautiful Tzaddik HaKohen saying that was the Mechama. The Mechama of the Gematria, the idea of the 318, was sending a message, L'doros, L'doros, L'doros. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, your children are going to go into slavery 400 years. And this was the message that Avram Avinu was teaching us. In any matzav that we are, whether it's as a country, whether it's as a people, whether it's as individuals, never to be miyayish. Believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he would come to save you. Or if not, this is the role that you have to play in this world. Ulefize yeshlomer she'Avram Avinu lokach imo davka shin yirches anashim. Ve'im huchlefu al yedei Eliezer shegam shemo ola begametra shin yirches. That's the pshat of that when they left, he still had Eliezer. He still had the name. What's in the name? The name of shin yirches. Kedei lo ed lefarsim. Sha'afal pi shetzivakos amalochim olu al mispar tzivako shel Avram misparish gadol mikol makam Avram lo nivhamahim. Wasn't worried about them. And then he brings this beautiful story from in the Gemara. Uchamo shamri Gemara afidu charev chidamu neches al tzavaro shel adam ayimana atzmem na rachimim. Even at the very last second, when you see When the cherev is al savaro, don't give up. Vegam be'inyonei ruchnius afilu imroes atzmov. Mishtakeya v'holeich b'nyane olam hazeh. And even ruchnius. When you just, you feel like, I'm so stooped in this world. I just don't have the ability of ruchnius. Al yisai shlomo shlo yuchal lefrosh o. Don't say that you can't change. Don't say you can't separate from this taiva, from this great yetzahara. You can. V'alderech ze yesh ahamtek es ha'ira shehuva b'gemar b'sukkah. He says, so too over there in Sukkah, the beautiful Hahi Sabta, that said the Kamni Rav Nachman, this old lady comes in front of Rav Nachman, Amra, Le Reish Galusa, B'sukkah Gezula, how are you sitting in a Sukkah Gezula? Tzivcha v'lo ashkach bar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman wasn't listening to her. So Amra Le Itza Tahave Le Lavua Tzlat Semeya Temane Sari Avdei. I'm talking, the woman is 300. I come from that nation of the 318. He doesn't listen to him. Amla Rav Nachman, she gave him money instead. She gave him pay a certain amount. But didn't give back the Yetzim. Why didn't he give back the Yetzim? So she was saying, V'osu zekena bo v'darsha sheyachtu lo Yetzim shalom. V'tzira shehi titcha kol suk pshorik sofis. I don't want your money. I want my etzim. V'kasher rasa sh'rav Nachman ain't a makshav l'lahazmet. V'tochnin sh'I see that you're not listening to me. She says, Isha shehoye l'aviyah shlosha meyos ishmona esrei avadim to eichos ufnechem. What was she saying? I never gave up on this. I want my money. I want these etzim. I was a messiah. And because of takanas hashavim, so he didn't give back. Ubiemis, let's go on. That is the idea. This is a beautiful, beautiful understanding. Afilu kasha Avram Avinu hayukvar zokem muflag ben tishim v'teisha shanim lo hisyashes mispatachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyula lo ben. Even when he's 99, he didn't give up. He thought, he knew he was going to have children. And this is what we see in the pasuk. Such a beautiful, beautiful understanding. Vayotze also the chutzah v'yomra habeitna shemaima sperach chachovim imtucha lisparosam v'yomra lo koti yizarcha. Look at the sky. Look at the lights. Look at the stars. That, if you can count them, that's the amount that your children will be. Ulechara temua. What was this? Ask him, can you count all these kochavim? In lamana emes a bilti of shari. V'yesarakein, harei, ve'ein bilti mezuyas, nitan l'roz raka seras alof mekov. First of all, what could you count? 10,000? Shemizeh en yochel letzeis ela uma ketani. You only have a very small nation. What was the truth? What was the essence of the bracha? The teres but sefer. We see this in the Tzutzei Or HaMeir. The Rav Meir Shapiro says as follows. I'm reading from the Chamudei Daniel, by the way, of this idea of the Yeish. Shekadosh Baruch Hu ki'ila omer le'Avram. He named my rosh yoda atom my rosh ki misbach khadam hu rav mehtay khalas sparmi. I know that it's impossible to count this. The rova nashim lo yitarchu afil haskhil mulakhata. Most people won't even start. Don't even start counting it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 25, 100. Enough. Unique. Mikomokam atom mabera shamayma uve emes menasal spar. You will count. You are counting. Klomar. Shehera Kadosh Baruch Hu she'avram li'olam eina misyayish misarev the betzas atafkid. That was the whole point. You look at the sky and I can't count all of them. Start counting them. That's the belief that something greater will occur. Levatis hatafkid she'tzivala Kadosh Baruch Hu mitoch to'ana she'zeh lo ma'isi. Kivin she'oz ritzono shel Avram l'kayim mitzvus habarei harei hu tamid maschil menaseh. He starts. He tries. V'rakim acharkach yisbara she'ene yochel b'shum ofen la'asos es ha'tafkin. And only at the end, if he sees it's impossible to do, also yifrush, then he stops. V'yazer hegiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram ko yizarcho. That's what your children are going to be like. Lomar. Shezaracha gam ken yuchen. Your children will be like this. Shetivam yeh lo levater al shum nisayam shemunach lifneyem gam kishezeh nira matia. Oh, that was the bracha. He was saying this is who your children will be. Your children will constantly try. They will not be miyayish. They will do their best. Sometimes they will fail. But they will start. That's the bracha. And this one last idea from he says, and that's the idea that we see with Acher. The Gisha Zusha Yerish, this is what we see. Elisha ben Avuya Levater al Olamo. Isa ben Gemara and Chagiga. Samaisa, you know, one time Shahaya Rochev al Asus, Beshabbos. He was riding his horse on Shabbos. Vahaya Rebbe Meya Mahalech Acharov, the Lamcha Torah Mipiv. Amru Lameir. Chazol Achrecha says, Meir, go back. Kikavashi Arti Be'akvi, I was counting the steps of the sus. Ad katchum Shabbos. Think about it. Here we're talking about Elisha ben Avuya, who was kofar, gave it all up. He's counting the footsteps of the sus. He still had within him this whole chush of knowing up a Rameyer, you can't go further. You're going to go further than the Tchum Shabbos. He wanted to stop him from being over the Tchum Shabbos. It's not the message we were discussing now, but it's just a beautiful idea. You see that he's still, there was something burning inside of Acher. As much as he's fighting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as much as he's rejecting it, no, Rameyer, you shouldn't be over the Yisr. It's a Musar Haskel. It's also something deep down you could either also see from this how even the Jew who's fighting with all of this still has something within him to come back to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Amalei, Afatoch Chazar B'chos. So Rameyer says, you go back. Amalei, V'lo Kvar Ramati L'cho, Kvar Shamati Mecharei HaParagat. Shuv Abonim Shovim M'chutz Me'acher. Everyone can come back except for me. Harish Elisha Ben Avuad Nimna M'lasso Tshuva. So he says, he'll never accept me. Kaddish Baruch Hu will never accept him back. The doors of tshuva are never closed b'fnei acher. So what does that mean? Kufisha Rebbe Meya over it also acharkach afato chazerbach. The ode could be ever in truth. Lo haya Elisha ben Rumarutza eitzel Kaddish Baruch Hu. Madu in nishlecha baskol odiyelo. If this is true, so why did he hear the baskol? Valo haya menumas yosel lo letapel ledabri moklal. The emes of the shloi hakadosh explains. And the Sefer Rishis Chochma, She'ilu ha'yeshav Elisha ben Avuya be'emes u'matza betvila, of course he would have accepted his tshuva. V'af ha'pi she'shome me'acharei ha'pargat, tshuva ban m'shove m'chutz me'acher. What does that mean? Lo ha'ya lo l'siyayish. He wasn't, shouldn't have been misyayish. L'mno'ez atzol mikach. V'alzekari, and that's what the Chazal was saying. Kol ma she'yom l'cha ba'al ha'bayis. I say chutz matzah v'hosef b'sefer chamish to rushos. What did the Rav Soloveitchik explain the verse? Zeh hatam shebespascha habasko kol b'milim mudedes shuvah banim shovavim chutz ma'acher. Acher can't come back. If you remain in the state of acher, can't come back. Elisha ben Avuya, who never gave up on an Elisha ben Avuya, he can come back. The Acher is Messiahish, he's never able to return back to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. What a beautiful, beautiful understanding of Reb Tzadok HaKohen and the Shloha Kodesh. One more thought. He comes to us from the Mishkan Metzalel. Again, the question he's talking about back to Lech Lecha to understand the Nisayon. What was the great Nisayon that was given to Avram Avinu? Really a beautiful piece, but we don't have enough time, so we'll just deal with it outside. And what was in the Nisayon? So he says as follows. He says, you know, we look at the Avos, and the Avos, we think like, you know, they were born perfect. We call the Arch Scroll generation. I remember many, many years ago, I heard from Tendler, who just passed away, Zichrono Livracha. He was speaking in Young Israel, was talking about Rav Moshe. He was talking about the Arch Scroll version of Rav Moshe. Said that when he would bring the grandchildren to meet to Rav Moshe to come into the house to play with Rav Moshe on Sunday. So the Art Scroll would talk about how the children would come and he would be sitting and learning, and they, for hours he didn't realize they were in his presence. And Tenla said, Chas v'shalom. When I told him we're coming, he was downstairs waiting. We sometimes try to create this vision of a gadol, and you think that a gadol acts at a certain, it was so natural to them. Harusa told me that his uncle was roommates with Rav Shechta Shlita. And he said that Rav Shechta, he would go to sleep in, you know, in, when they were together in YU. So the uncle would go to sleep at a normal time, whatever it was, 11, 12, 1 o'clock. He said Rav Shechta was still sitting at the desk. He was sitting and learning. And we woke up in the morning, Rav Shechta was still at the desk. He was sleeping, but he was at the desk. How do you become such a, you don't become a Rav Shechta. Yes, God gave certain individuals a certain atiyah, a certain ability, a certain intellectual superiority. Nevertheless, you have to be a master. You have to put in the time. He said the same thing with the avos. The avos had a certain yetzer hara within them, and each one had to work it out. That was their nisayon. And he goes into the whole thing, the difference between Lot and Avram. But such a beautiful idea, and he writes with Avram Avinu. Ulefi Yisod Hanirla Nitzan Tara Itzakushia. What is the Nisayan of Avram Hayadavka im Haoshiva Habracha Shahayav Tiyachlo? That was his Nisayan. Success. The Hainusha Kadosh Baruch Hu Nasas Avram Haim Yimshach Liyos Osa Avram. Isha Chesed im Kol HaKesav Shahachshav Yelo. What will you do with the money that's given to you? What a message, what a musr. Do you realize you're still a shliach? A shliach does it with a certain chayin, with a certain mannerism of giving out your money. It's not your money, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you to do chesed. That's why you are receiving the mazel that you have. Sh'achshav yelo, o shechas v'shalom ha'kesav yeyeh l'rasa, or is it going to be to your detriment? The misuse of it, not giving tzedakah, demanding a certain ideas, whatever, you know, recognition and response. Uvamakam asotzalka v'chesed v'chesed yishmas v'chesed l'atzmo. Avram amma b'nisayon, ach Lot lohutzliach. That's why Lot lost his money. I gave you money, Lot, in order to be a bal chesed, a bal tzedakah. You weren't a bal chesed, a bal tzedakah, and therefore you lost your money. Remember a story, it doesn't matter the names, but Rav and Rav, the Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein were going to visit a certain individual, trying to get this person to help out the yeshiva. And in the middle of the Rav said, no, we're not going to go. And the person was, well, he didn't want to give money. He didn't want to give money. For whatever reason, he decided, this is not where my money is going to go. The person suffered financially subsequent to this. We have to realize that sometimes we're given opportunities. For whatever reasons, an individual is given an opportunity, sometimes with money, sometimes with other successes, some of the ability to help other people in a certain position. And that's a nisayon. God gives everyone his own nisayon to help you. What does a nisayon mean? Ramban says to actualize the potential from within you. If we have a certain potential, every individual has a unique netiya, and Kadosh Baruch Hu offers it to you, we have to grab onto it. You have to understand what the netiya is and do it l'shem shemayim. Otherwise, we lose the opportunity and may even lose it as lot, that which was given to you. All of these ideas which we discussed, beautiful ideas when it comes to Avram Avinu, of what he was, what he was trying to teach us, to do avoda l'shem shemayim, not to do it because we simply have a benefit. And lech lecha, sometimes when you have to act in such a mannerism, which seems to contradict your whole life, it goes back to the original idea. But I'm doing this l'shem shemayim, this is what God asked me to do. I know it's something which negates my entire career. Nevertheless, it's for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And never to be messiahish. And that's what the lesson of Avraham Avinu in front of all the malachim. You know, remember as a child, the first time listening and reading this malacham, I'm thinking, I don't understand. 318 people, all these malachim back and forth. I mean, what can you possibly accomplish? Then take this thing, it was only one person, Eliezer. The idea of never to be messiahish, never to give up on yourself, never to give up on your own beliefs, your own dreams. Follow your dreams. Who knows? Try it. Be successful. It's not only in the avoda, not in the avoda Hashem, in everything in our lives. Don't be miyayish on yourself. Follow. Try to accomplish. And when you're given, when you're given all of the brachas that the Kaddish Baruch Hu has given you, appreciate them. Know that they're from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Use them. Use all of the brachas that's in your avoda. And if you're given the opportunity to be a Baal Chesed, to be a Baal Tzedakah, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Ah, such a... It's so beautiful when a person is able to help another individual. That's the essence of Chesed the Avram. To be a Zera of Avram is to be a Baal Chesed. Good Shabbos.